Looks like Boise's the place to be today.
No.
I drove through rain almost all the way. Not hard rain, but
Everybody's here because the Water College festivities start at 5 p.m.
yeah, I know. I'm sorry I'm gonna miss that.
Likewise, I would like to have been there also.
I'm
Well, I think everybody but you guys are there. There's like 137 attendees or something.
Wow.
That means they probably won't miss us.
Okay, is Al online or is he coming to the meeting? Does anybody know?
I logged him in. I thought he might come in, Jeff, so that's why we see him online. But I don't
Oh,
know if he's actually.
okay.
Apologies.
No, that's fine. I'm just doing the math. You got four board members in the room.
Yep, you have everybody accounted for but Al.
Okay.
So when the time
Where's
is, well, you got a couple minutes yet.
Dean online?
Dean
Yeah,
is online,
Dean's
yes.
online.
Oh, okay.
He's a minute away.
Alice, you think he's popping in now?
There's Al.
There's Mr. Barker.
Okay. We have you attending both at the Water Center, and it appears in your office, Al.
Verizon is telling me it's 4 o'clock.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Patton. We'll call to order special board meeting number 11-25, originating at the Water Center with participants on Zoom. Welcome, one and all. The first order of business is roll call. Jennifer, please.
Mr. Barker. Ms.
Al?
Cole-Hanson. Here. Mr. Gibbs.
Here.
Mr. McMahon.
Here.
Mr. Olmsted.
Here.
Mr. Stevenson.
Here.
Mr. Vanstone.
Here.
And Chairman Rabel.
Here. Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Next agenda item, Mr. Patton, Shoshone Bannock, Tribal Water Supply Bank rules.
Eric Bowe is going to handle both the water supply bank rules and the stream alteration rules. And I'm going to turn the meeting over to him.
Okay, welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I appreciate the opportunity to provide an update on our rulemaking efforts for this current year. Following my update today, I will have one action item for your consideration in the form of a resolution asking you to adopt two rule chapters in IDAPA 37 and authorize their publication as proposed rules in Idaho's October Administrative Bulletin. We are in our fifth year of the governor's zero-based review rulemaking efforts and have concluded negotiations and drafted proposed rules for three rule chapters. These rule chapters include the Shoshone-Bannock Tribal Water Supply Bank rules, which are board rules, the stream channel alteration rules, which are also board rules, and then finally, the Water District 34 water distribution rules, which are IDWR rules. Today's meeting materials that were provided include the proposed rule, notice of proposed rule, and prospective analyses for the Shoshone-Bannock Tribal Water Supply Bank rules, the board rules, and also the stream channel alteration rules. And then the last document in the materials is the draft resolution that I'll ask the board to consider at the end of this presentation. Upcoming key dates for the proposed rule publication process include a DFM submittal deadline so that we can make the October bulletin, which is August 29th, this Friday. The proposed rule publication date would occur on October 1st of 2025. The 14-day hearing request deadline would be October 15th, and the 21-day written comment deadline would be October 22nd. Now I'll summarize the highlights of our board rules. First off will be the Shoshone-Bannock Tribal Water Supply Bank rules. That is going to be docket 37-0204-2501. The existing word count in the document is 1,897. The proposed word count is 1,080. It's a reduction of 817 words, or 43% reduction. The existing restrictive word count was 38, and we were able to knock that down to 1, a reduction of 37, which is about a 97% reduction in a restrictive word count. The notice of intent to negotiate the rulemaking was posted in accordance with our rules in the Administrative Bulletin Volume 25-4 on pages 41 and 42 on April 2nd of 2025. We held 2 negotiated meetings as required. We had moderate participation on May 14th of 2025 and June 23rd of 2025 for the Shoshone-Bannock Water Supply Bank rules. Some of the key highlights of the changes were, for one, I guess the title. We updated it to read Shoshone-Bannock Water Bank to be better, more reflective of the intent of the rules. And then probably one of the largest changes was the addition of Rule 02, the incorporation by reference. That allowed us to remove quite a bit of content by referencing information that's already present in the Fort Hall agreement. Additionally, we had 3 changes that were discussed in the Water Supply Bank special board meeting last week. We had updates to Rule 4001, which updated the notice to the Fort Hall Indian Irrigation Project by removing the words water users. Rule 4003E for the legal place of use and point of diversion requirement on the approved rental agreements. We added the phrase will be identified by the end of the accounting year for Water District 01. And then finally, in Rule 55 under the rental terms, we removed language requiring the Idaho Water Resource Board and tribal negotiations on rentals over 5 years, except when rentals will be below Milner Dam. And so these were discussed in the previous meeting. I'll move on to the stream channel alteration rule highlights. That is going to be docket 37-0307-2501. The existing word count was 6,999 words. The proposed word count is 5,318. So that's a reduction of a little over 1,600 words, or 24%. The existing restrictive word count was 146 words, and the proposed word count for restrictive words is 103, which corresponds to a reduction by 30%. Just like the previous rules, the notice of intent to negotiate the rulemaking was posted in the Administrative Bulletin, Volume 25-4, pages 43 and 44, on April 2nd of 2025. And again, we held 2 public negotiated meetings on April 30th of 2025 and July 1st of 2025. And we had moderate participation, mostly from other natural resource agencies and the transportation department, where there's a lot of overlap for these rules. Highlights for stream channel. We remove portions of subsections that are either duplicative with statutes or outdated. This included subsections from definitions, exemptions, applications, enforcement, and then hearings. We removed full sections where items were outdated or rarely utilized. This included minimum standards for piling, pipe crossings, concrete plank, boat ramps. We updated the minimum standards for culverts and bridges to better align with the Idaho Transportation Department requirements and the Idaho Department of Land standards. And then finally, we added minimum standards for permanent structures and stream channels with bioengineering techniques. That sums up the proposed rules. I took the liberty to draft the following resolution for the board to consider. Jennifer, if you could load that up. Thank you. This resolution would adopt the board's proposed rules and authorize the department to submit them along with supporting information to the Office of Administrative Rules Coordinator for publication in the October Administrative Bulletin. And so this resolution would cover both board rules. With that, I'm happy to stand for any questions, Mr. Chairman, that or the board may have. However, if any detailed questions, I may ask one of our subject matter experts to come up.
Okay, board members, any questions for Eric?
Mr. Chairman, Eric.
Yeah, go ahead.
We make this change to the Tribal Water Supply Bank rules, and then they have a period of time to submit comments on it, and then, or is this, they either approve them or it goes to negotiation, or what's the next step, I guess?
Mr. Chairman, Member Olmstead, once we publish these changes in the October Administrative Bulletin, there's a 21-day comment period. The Shoshone Bannock Tribe would have the opportunity to provide any comments related to these additions within that period. Then we would have the opportunity to read through the comments and make a determination as far as whether or not we want to modify prior to drafting the pending rule that's going to be published in hopefully the December bulletin. We can either modify it based on the comments or just keep the language that we have. If there's a significant substantive change, which I don't know that this would meet that threshold necessarily, we could have to hold an additional meeting, and that could make it a little bit of a challenge. But I think to answer your question briefly, yes, they'll be able to provide comments and we'll be able to assess those comments prior to drafting the final pending rule.
So with luck, then at our November board meeting, we'll finalize these. If there's not substantial comments that would change it, I mean, we're not going to be ready at the September meeting, I presume, because it doesn't meet the 21 days.
Yes. So, Mr. Chairman, Member Olmstead. So, in late October, once we review the comments, we're going to be able to update the rule and draft the formal pending rule without any additional authorization necessarily from the board, unless the board would like to be involved in that final decision. Then we can have maybe a special board meeting prior to drafting the pending rule, but there's no requirement from DFM to have another board resolution drafted or anything like that for the pending rule, if that makes sense.
Okay, does that answer your question, Brian?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, board members, any additional questions for Eric or staff?
The chairman, yes. Sorry about this. On the stream channel alteration permits or permit rules, we've eliminated the definition of mean high water mark entirely. And so what is the reference? And we now use the term mean high water mark throughout the proposed rules. What does mean mean in the context of these rules?
Mr. Chairman, Member Barker?
Yes.
I would like to defer to Aaron Golart, our section manager who's in attendance. If it's okay with Mr. Chairman, I'll have him step up to my mic.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Member Barker, I'll attempt to answer your question. So I think the reason for removing that rule from the definitions is it's duplicative with statute. And that was based on a recommendation from DFM to try and reduce rules that are duplicative with statute. So if you refer to the statute, it will identify mean as it's either mean or ordinary high water. And so that's just a, generally speaking, an average runoff year, an average high water occurrence.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Go right ahead.
So if we look at the statutory definition in the stream channel rule and stream channel statute, it'll give me the definition of mean or ordinary high water mark, right?
That is correct.
Okay, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Board members, further questions or comments? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. We have a resolution before us. There are motion to adopt.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark. I move to adopt the resolution as presented.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. any discussion on the motion or the resolution? Okay, we will proceed to vote. Do you want to do a roll call vote on this, Brian?
No, this can be a voice vote.
Oh, okay. All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Are there any other non-action items for discussion at this meeting? Any board members have anything? Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like we need to get you out of there so you can go to your next meeting. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Barker, good luck with your presentation tomorrow.
Well, if I could coordinate with Idaho Power, I'd feel a lot better about my presentation tomorrow. So I'll go find out what they're doing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck.
All right. Thank
you. Your presentation has been printed out and will be delivered to IWUA here in about 30 minutes. So.
Okay. They needed printed copies too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for doing that, by the way. Appreciate it.
Jennifer ran the printing machine, so.
No, I mean, selecting of the many slides that I went through, which ones to use in the printing machine. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. If any luck at all, you'll present the same slides that Jennifer printed.
I wouldn't bet on it, Mr. Chairman, but I'll do my best.
Okay. All right. Thank you, one and all. We'll see you next time.
Enjoy.
Okay.